This is episode 1623. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to your midweek. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique for clarity. We continue with this week's theme we're exploring all week long, and that is the theme of gratitude that we're actually exploring for the whole month. But this week, we are exploring a particular kind of gratitude, and that is having gratitude for the world around you, for the people in your life, for situations, for where you live, for the things you have. And in order to have that kind of gratitude, it's important to get some clarity. As always, the full half-hour guided meditations are on our new Sip and Om meditation app. You can receive it for 2 weeks absolutely free. We have journals there that guide you through each week's series with a daily reflection question, as well as a slow down guide with every single technique I share with you throughout the week, organized nicely for you on the guide. It's like a meditation cheat sheet. We also have teas. You can find those at sipandom.com. We have a subscription tea box where you can follow along the series with the weekly teas that I share here on the podcast. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app, try it, give it a whirl for 2 weeks free. We have the iOS and the Android version and the herbal teas. So I'm coming to you recording this as a passenger in a car. I've been doing a lot of back and forth traveling this week and last week, and so you may hear a little background noise. I think you'll be able to listen to the technique just fine as you take it into your daily meditation ritual. So the technique is a mudra. A mudra is often referred to as yoga in your hands. That's because on your fingertips and hands, you have a lot of nerve endings. And when you touch your hands and fingers in a particular way, you stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Many of you tell me that at first you weren't so sure about the mudras, but after you started doing them, they are now your go-to meditation technique. The mudra is a very simple one. If you would like to take a look at how you do it, you can find that on the Sip and Om Facebook page. There will be an image there for you to see how to position your hands, but I'll guide you through it because it's pretty easy. Now, this mudra helps you to cultivate mental clarity and confidence. It's the Naga Mudra. How you do it is you hold your hands facing your chest, your palms facing your chest, your fingers are upright, and take your right hand, place it behind your left hand at an angle. So your right hand is sideways across your vertical left hand. Looks like you're forming a cross with your hands. And then take your right thumb, place it right there in the palm of your left hand, and then hold it down with your left thumb. So you're crossing your thumbs and crossing your hands. This provides mental clarity. Mudras are ancient techniques, and many people claim they work wonders. I do mudras often. They are one of my favorite techniques as well. So go ahead now and settle yourself down. You may do the mudra, or you may simply rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Begin to relax your mind and body. Your eyes are closed, slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and soft. Very nice. Honor how you feel. If it's taking a little while to calm your mind and body, honor that. Give yourself a little extra time. Do what you need to do. You can hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it at any time. You can do it throughout the day when you want a little mental clarity and confidence. And bring to mind how you're feeling at this moment. And think about what may have triggered this feeling. Bring in this awareness. And then bring to mind what you are grateful for in your world. Visually think of those people, those places, those activities you do, the things you have. Bring it to mind and feel the gratitude well up inside of you. Continue to meditate to the point where you could go a little bit further. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.